And as promised, I have my special in-studio guest, Stafford Hunter. And before we get started, Staff, I just want to say thank you for your outstanding creativity. You composed a brand new Kwanzaa suite that covers all the elements of the Kwanzaa holiday, which is not a religious holiday, but it's a self-improvement holiday for all people all over. And we asked you if you would do a Kwanzaa concert. You agreed. Mm-hmm. It's already been recorded. We'll air it in the Kwanzaa season between December 26th and January 1st. And instead of just covering Kwanzaa songs previously done, you went all out and composed the suites. With that, I take my hat off and thank you publicly for that.
Well, you know, it's partially your suggestion.
Well, I suggested you do a Kwanzaa concert, but I had no idea of having you compose a Kwanzaa suite.
No, I asked you about some music. I said, man, I can't find any, like, you know, classics, any standards. I asked you and Brother Jeff, and I think both of you said, hey, why don't you do your own?
I think it must have been Brother Jeff.
Yeah.
I didn't do that part. I know I sent you some Kwanzaa songs previously recorded, but I'm more than happy. I'm elated of the way it turned out. So thank you again, and we're all very excited to see when we'll actually air it. And once we air it, it'll remain on our YouTube and Twitch channels for it to be there, so to say, for posterity.
Oh, very cool. I'm interested in hearing it myself.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
The guys did a great job, man.
They sure did.
Like, just called it Sweet Kwanzaa.
Ah, that's okay. Sweet Kwanzaa instead of Kwanzaa Sweet.
There you go. Because it's sweet.
Okay, now let's get into the reason you came in.
Oh, well, actually, before that, it is lunchtime, right?
Yes, it is.
I brought you a little treat, man. I brought you my famous chili.
Ooh, a brown bag lunch.
Man, you know, since you guys asked me to judge a chili contest here.
2 years in a row.
I was tasting all this incredible chili that all the folks at Kuvo and Rocky Mountain
PBS
at made. I mean, I must have been about 20 different chilies, 20, 25. I said, you know what? Y'all need to taste mine. And between you and Andy O, they were like, yeah, I'm curious about you. So I said,
I'll spread the wealth around.
No, I brought one for you and Andy O. Because y'all are my two cats, man.
Okay.
So y'all can check out my chili.
Okay. So. Well, great. Hey, thanks. Christmas and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah have come early this year
for
me.
There you go, man. It's lunchtime. So.
Lunchtime. There you go. Hey, okay, so now we've covered all the bases. Now we're hitting home plate.
Oh, here you go.
Okay, and you came in because on the 14th, that's tomorrow. No, that's
Saturday.
Saturday, excuse me. I got my calendar mixed up. You have a special tribute with some fine players and the vocalist, Cat Ellis, where you're going to have a tribute to one of your mentors and a person like McCoy Tyner that you met and hung out with.
Yeah, you're playing all my bosses, man.
Oh, that's right, because you did play in his big band,
right?
I forgot about McCoy on a few occasions. Right. And you're going to have a tribute to him, as well as throw in some Christmas and holiday songs.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, Clark Terry. I was fortunate enough to be a member of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Well, I met him way back in 93 or so.
I
called him, like, my first real gig was with Illinois Jacquet, who was obviously star of the Lionel Hampton Orchestra back in the 40s or so. And I met Clark Terry, I think, on that cruise. It was a jazz cruise with all these luminaries in the music. And then later on, when I joined the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1998, we had him as a guest. And, you know, of course, we were just all in awe of him, you know, being one of the great Ellingtonians. And then he put together a big band in 2005. I came back from China then, And he remembered me. I was just so honored that, you know, he asked actually Brad Lely. The idea was that he wanted him to put together a big band of his former students. And they were thinking, this producer, thinking all these students, you know, these musicians, they're like 50, 40s, 50s or so. And then he came with all these 18-year-olds. And he said, no, we want to do a record and a European tour and everything. He said, no, we need folks like this. And he said, hey, called up Brad Lely and said, hey, Brad, put together the band. Get Conrad and Herwick. And he said, hey, Stafford Hunter. He's like, you know Stafford? He was like, yeah, I know Stafford. And I joined this band and played with him, through the end of his time. And so he's been one of my great mentors, obviously one of the greats in this music. So I try to do a tribute to him every year. And this year I wanted to do something with, I just wanted to write for Cat. And that's what I was really, how it all came about. I asked Pete over at the Muse and said, hey man, you know, I want to do a concert and I want to do it and write some vocal music. And he had his idea about doing something for Christmas and came up with this date. And I said, hey man, it's Clark Terry's birthday. Got to do a tribute to Clark. And he said, okay, well, how about, you know, you do a thing for Clark and the holidays. And I said, hey, do you want to play? He said, hey, yeah. So I said, hey, we got three people. and I said, hey, we'll put together a bunch of our friends. He said, hey, I got some folks I would like to have on it if you're cool with it. And I said, okay. He said, Claire. I said, hey, of course, that's a great choice. And bassist that I picked on it was Gabe Roop. And he said, I got this young Japanese-American piano player, Kyle Matsuda. He knows I have a great connection with Japan. And I said, okay, let's see what we're going to do with this. And, I wrote some more stuff, and we came up with this, Stafford Hunter and Friends. And we're just going to have some fun playing some Christmas music, dearranged by myself, and a couple of Clark Terry things. And we're just going to have a ball.
And that Stafford Hunter and Friends celebrate Clark Terry and the holidays. That's Saturday, December 14th at the Muse Performance Space in Lafayette. It starts at 7 p.m. And Pete Lewis and Claire Church, their husband and wife, co-owner of the Muse. And again, I always like to emphasize when talking about the Muse that they founded that as a nonprofit, and it continues a nonprofit jazz venue. It's virtually unheard of for small clubs to be a nonprofit, and they've done an amazing job with local bands. They bring in national acts on occasion that are touring through here, and that's this Saturday, 7 p.m., and a fine cast of musicians, including Catherine Ellis. We all call her Cat, and a fine singer. And you wrote some new vocal songs for her to sing, as well as holiday song and Clark Terry songs. Wow, that's going to be quite the show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we're all ready for that. We had a nice rehearsal, very productive yesterday. So,
okay.
You know, it's going to be. You're not actually going to do another concert.
Okay, I was just going to say, plus after that, you have something else lined up, don't you?
Yeah, actually, at the Muse. You know, it's starting to be one of my favorite venues here, man. It's just such a nice, easy vibe. It's, you know, very, very just community-friendly, musician-friendly. Just, you know, well, obviously, the owners are two musicians, so.
Right.
You know, it's just by cats, you know, in meaning musicians. But we're going to do a tribute to the great Woody Shaw, who would be, I think his birthday is the 24th, near Christmas Eve, and he would be 80 years old this year. And I was just so excited by the fact that a great trumpeter that I've known for some time, I remember when he first came to New York, Jonathan Powell, and we played together in a number of things, and I've seen him grow throughout the years, man, and he's a tremendous trumpet player and musician, and he brought his group and did something at the Muse, And I said, well, you want to do a tribute to Woody? I said, he's the perfect cat. So we're going to do a tribute to the great Woody Shaw. And him and myself, Eric Gunnison, Harold Summey, and Gabe Roop. And that will be on the 28th of December.
Also at the Muse Performance Space, which is in Lafayette. If you haven't been there, just to give you an idea, if you're from downtown Denver and surrounding vicinity, it's about a half-hour ride to get to the Lafayette. They have plenty of parking right on the premises, mm-hmm. in the front, the side, and the back as well. And so there's no need to be concerned about, oh, where do I park when I get there? No, there's just parking space right there. And it's a wonderful venue. They have drinks, not beverages, soft beverages, and as well as snacks there that you can get. And so you have two good shows this Saturday, the 14th, and then was it the 28th?
28th.
You said the 28th. That would be 2 weeks from this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Also at the Muse, a tribute to the legendary Woody Shawn, amazing trumpet player. Mm-hmm. As they say, a trumpeter's trumpet player.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, and I imagine you'll do some of his compositions, right?
It's all Woody music, but I wrote a couple of things for Woody. That's a tribute. Yeah.
Well, you've really been polishing your skills as a composer here lately.
Well, you know, a lot of inspiration, you know?
All right. Well, hey, we're so happy that you're part of the Front Range music community, and we hope that it will be that way for a long time to come. Mm-hmm. Again, my guest has been Stafford Hunter, trombonist, and Shell player. Can't forget to mention the multi-shells that you play in different sizes with different tones, and you create the mouthpiece yourself and polish mm-hmm. it and do all of that. So quite an artisan that we have here as member of the musicians community of the Front Range, Stafford Hunter. Staff, again, thank you for the brown bag chili. I look forward to it. And thanks for coming in and sharing all this information about your two shows coming up. Yeah, you know that you're always welcome here. And also, can't wait for you next year to be the a chili judge again. Okay. Hey, let's continue now. We're going to hear from the granddaughter of Kenny Barron, a Brooklynite. Her name is Nicara Warren. Again, the granddaughter of Kenny Barron, and she has her debut album, and it's called The Queen of Kings County. Because New Yorkers and others, I'm sure, know that the name of Brooklyn as a borough is Kings County. Because mm-hmm. New York City is kind of complicated that way, because you got five boroughs making up one city, and then each one of those boroughs has a county named after them. Yeah. So Brooklyn is Kings County, and she considers herself the queen of King County, the granddaughter of Kenny Barron. So let's hear a tribute to a place I'm sure that in your years living in New York, you must have one time or another gone to Eastern Parkway.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's where the Caribbean Festival takes place every year. Yeah. Okay, so, because that's when you used to go hang out with Randy Weston, a Brooklynite.
Oh, Mr. Weston.
So here, let's check it out. Eastern Parkway by Nicara, the granddaughter of Kenny Barron. It's on Kuvo Jazz.